Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Whenever and wherever there is a disaster anywhere in the world, you will see Chef Jose Andres on the news feeding people with his World Central Kitchen. And he is also responsible for some of the most popular restaurants in the country. And then fortunately for us, he's opening up two new ones here in Chicago. Chef, good morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations on all the good work you do around the world, feeding folks who really need help.
Well, listen, cooks like me, we feed the few, American around the world. But I've been saying for a long time that especially in emergencies, cooks like me, if we come together, we can feed the world. So for me, it's been a blessing to have these organizations that so many, many chefs, cooks, restaurant owners in America and around the world join us in the moments that are hard after hurricanes and fires and earthquakes. And my profession comes together to try to cover the immediate needs of food to those people affected for those disasters.
Are you still doing your television cooking show in Spain?
No, this one I stopped actually long time ago, and then I began doing the one I had in PBS that became Made in Spain, that became very popular. It was 26 episodes. Still, you can find it somewhere streaming. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm in the process of traveling across Spain, all across 2022, and I'm going to be having a show on Discovery Plus by the end of 2022. So I guess I'm in and out of TV, but I'm very happy to be back.
Well, we're very happy about having your places here in Chicago. Haleo opened up recently. I pass it every morning on North Clark Street on my way in. Unfortunately, it's not open at 4:30 in the morning, but it's a great spot. And there's two new spots you're opening up here in the Bank of America building on Wacker. And this is an interesting concept because actually there are two different concepts going here, one featuring meat and another, I guess you have a little bit of everything, but of course the shareable plates that you made famous. You were the guy who really popularized tapas in this country, weren't you?
Well, I will say that this maybe has been the popular belief that I've been the one popularizing tapas. But I will say that maybe I did my little part. But I remember coming first time in Chicago in 1992, 1993. And a place called Baba Riba was doing an amazing work. And also Cafe Iberico right here in Chicago, doing amazing Spanish food with my friend Gabino Sotelino, that partnered with the great Richard Melman. So I did my part, obviously, with Haleo, and I have tapas in different cities across America for the last 29 years. And the only thing I knew at the beginning was Spanish food and tapas. So for me, it was very easy to share who I was, one little plate of food at a time.
Yeah, do what you know. And now you've partnered with our friend Steve Lombardo of Gibson's for your new places on Wacker Drive in the Bank of America Tower. Let's talk a little bit about this, Bazaar Meat and Bar Mar.
Yep. So Bazaar Meat is Bazaar is a concept I opened over 12, 13 years ago, first time in L.A. I have bazaars in Vegas, in Miami. I would say that, well, they all share the same spirit. Every restaurant is very genuine to the city we are. By using some of the more local ingredients or traditions in those cities. For me, partnering with the Lombardo family and the Gibson's group was a dream because they are an amazing restaurant family. They have a huge legacy here in Chicago, and we know they have great restaurants and great restaurants with also meat. And for me to be partnering with them and everybody bringing to the table a little bit of their experience and know-how, I think is going to create an amazing restaurant. So in Bazaar Meat, you're going to see meat through the eyes of a Spanish chef that they've been here more than 30 years. And you're going to eat meat the way I like to eat the meat. You're going to find not only great cuts of beef from different states. Some of the cows are older cows, 5, 6, and 7 years old, that makes a meat that is unbelievable. But then you're going to find baby pigs and different parts of pigs, like Secreto or Presa, names that were every part of the pork has a last name. And in the lower level, obviously, I have the Bazaar Mar, Bar Mar, which is kind of a version of the one I opened in Miami a few years ago, where it's celebrating seafood, celebrating the bounty of the American coastlines, and where you will find great ways to do spiny lobsters from California or sea urchin from Maine or scallops that will come from Massachusetts. So you will find seafood on its best.
Bazaar Meat and Bar Mar opening next week there in the Bank of America Tower. And tell me about this brick oven from Spain that you've got in there. And it's just one of two in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, and more coming because I'm putting more in other cities. But this is an amazing, an amazing oven. It's a legendary family that live in Barcelona, and they've been doing this also forever, for many generations. And these ovens are great because the hearth, the temperature is very steady and has this very big circular stone that used with the help of a wheel, very much like if you were driving, you are able to rotate the oven inside, and this is perfect when we do baby lambs or baby pigs, that you put many trays, terracotta trays, inside the oven. And the easy way to access that oven is by rotating the stone and bringing every one of the pigs to the window that then you can take out. You can use it for bread, you can use it for so many things, but I'm so proud to have one oven that is going to help us really bring the heart of Spain here to Chicago.
I think you just scared all the vegetarians listening, Chef.
Nope. Let me tell you why, my friend. Because in Bazaar Meat, while meat is center stage and very important, it's been a long time love of mine for vegetables. I do believe it's not a good meal where vegetables will not have equal space on the table. I think in this moment that sometimes seems the conversation is, let's put meat out. And I think this is the wrong conversation. What we need to start eating is in a more pragmatic way. I think you will see this in Bazaar Meat, where we will bring you the meat. You will see we put it to you in the middle of the table with enough slices for everyone sitting at the table. That then the vegetables are going to be next in front to the meats, and where everybody will be eating the right amount of meat with the right vegetable, well, the piquillo pepper is coming from Spain, well, the leeks that will come from different parts of the United States with a sauce made out of their own ashes, and where you will see that vegetables will be as important as the meat we're going to be trying to cook to perfection to the people of Chicago.
Just like Mom said, eat a little bit of everything, a little variety. That's the way to do it.
And pragmatism.
We can't wait. It's going to be a great addition, two great additions to our fabulous restaurant scene in Chicago. Bazaar Meat and Bar Mar at 110 North Wacker, opening next week. Chef Jose Andres, thanks very much, Chef. And again, congratulations on all your wonderful work with your World Central Kitchen. I hope to catch up with you in person soon.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see you at the restaurant soon. And maybe we need to open at 4:30 in the morning to have your sandwich right there waiting for you at the door of Saleo.
I'll look forward to that on the way in the morning. Thank you, Chef.
Bye, my friend.